The airline industry is proposing to reduce carbon dioxide emissions to 50% below 2005 levels by 2050. So that's effectively halving halving industry emissions over the next four decades.
Now, a 50% reduction by 2050, how does that compare with targets set by governments?
Well, there's a quid pro quo for the decision to allow a third runway at Heathrow, which was a very, very controversial decision earlier this year. The UK government said that it will limit the aviation industry to, by 2050, to emitting no more carbon dioxide than it did in 2005. So effectively, you know, it's capping aviation at where it was 4 years ago. That's a big reduction, undoubtedly. And some people doubted whether or not aviation could do it. Well, it appears that what the global airline industry is doing is saying is that they're going to do that by 50% lower. So it's a pretty big reduction.
And what's the likely reaction from climate change protesters and activists?
Well, I think for a start, they want to see the detail. They want to know how airlines are going to achieve this. And frankly, it is a bit murky. The airlines are talking about entering a global trading system. There really isn't one of any scale and scope that I think can cope with the airline industry's ambitions at the moment. So there is quite a lot of detail that needs to be thrashed out. But the fact that they're just pledging to make reductions of any kind is surely quite a big deal for the environmental lobby and something they'll probably be celebrating.
And what about the timing of this announcement?
Well, the aviation industry has been under a lot of pressure over the past month. It's the Committee on Climate Change, which is the government's advisory body on global warming and how to combat global warming, I think made quite a big statement of intent a few weeks ago when it released this letter to the Transport Secretary, Lord Adonis, and the Climate Change Secretary, Ed Miliband, basically saying that the aviation industry really, really has to change. It has to cut its emissions by a significant amount and might need either aggressive taxes to get it down to that level or indeed government assistance to buy and create the technology that will make it a greener form of transport. So for the aviation industry to turn around weeks later and say in front of the UN we agree to cut emissions is pretty good timing and probably will give them a bit of political initiative in the run-up to Copenhagen where new global carbon dioxide limits will be set.
And what will be the effect on airfares? Because presumably, you know, ultimately, passengers are going to have to pay more for flights.
Undoubtedly, passengers will have to pay more for their flights as part of this. The airline industry is always associated with glamour, but it's a pretty dirt poor place to be at the moment. They're set to lose around about $11 billion this year. So if they're having to pay for all their carbon emissions, which can be quite an expensive thing to do, then it will inevitably have to be passed on to passengers. And indeed, Willie Walsh, the British Airways chief executive, who is unveiling these proposals in New York, has already said publicly that there is absolutely no doubt passengers will have to pay for this.